Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Delighted to be joined by the cricket chairman from Oxton Cricket Club, David Vary. David.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you. Great to have you in. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
It's cricket weather at the moment, isn't it?
It's absolutely fantastic. Something a bit too warm, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. I know, a bit too warm. You've got to hope that it stays until Friday, haven't you? Because just tell us about exactly what's happening at your cricket club. It's a big day for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very big day. This Friday at Oxton Cricket Club on the Wirral, we're playing a match against a team of former England internationals called the PCA Masters. The PCA team includes the likes of Mark Ramprakash, Steve Harmison, Simon Jones, who are both former test players from the famous 2005 series. We've got Dominic Cork, Ryan Sidebottom, Devon Malcolm, Glenn Chappell, the Lancashire coach, Usman Afzal, and also Paul Nixon, the wicketkeeper. And even Adam Holyoake has come back from Australia for the fixture.
Yeah, I've just seen that now, Adam Holyoake coming to join you. There's quite some names you read out there. We had Steve Harmison on a couple of weeks ago, giving it the big up.
He was struggling to
name all the players that you've just listed, which is great. But I would imagine, I mean, this is a big day for it, but imagine it's been quite hard work and time-consuming just getting hold of some of these people.
It is, yeah. I mean, we've done similar things in the last 3 or 4 years when we played against a side called the Lashings, who are more international players. This year we decided to go British. I was approached just before Christmas by Neil Fairbrother, who I used to play with at Lancashire in the 80s. And he said, why don't you stage this fixture? They'll get all the players together. We provide the infrastructure and hopefully make a bit of money from Oxton and also the PCA Benevolent Fund, which is a good cause. So it's come about. We've got the infrastructure in place. Touch wood, it's all gone pretty well so far. And just waiting for the weather on Friday. Not too good at the moment, but I believe it's
it can change
going to
quickly. The forecasters, can't they go?
Yeah.
They can deviate very quickly from sunny day to rain. So you've had it in mind for some time. Have you run these sort of events before?
Yeah, yes, we have done, and it's always gone pretty well. The format is tried and tested. Basically, the gates open for the match at 2:30. The kickoff is at 3:30. And it's T20 format, so everybody's welcome. There's a corporate lunch beforehand, but the ground is open to spectators from 2:30 onwards, and there'll be bars, food, music, so it should be a good afternoon.
Yeah, if you certainly have the weather that you've had the last few days, it would be fantastic. So T20 format, so you're looking at a three-hour sort of turnaround in the game itself, really.
Yes, we are, yeah. So it should be good. Catch a few people coming home from work. So, you know, it is good fun, and it's great to have some, you know, good cricket on your doorstep.
It is indeed. I mean, it's a great club. Played there myself many moons ago. But Oxton Cricket Club, I mean, when you get the T20 format, it's great entertainment for the fans as well, isn't it?
Yes.
There'll be fours and sixes all over the place, and bowlers won't be happy, and batsmen will be.
Yes, it's great. It's a very popular format nowadays, and it attracts the spectators, and it's got an interest from a new generation of youngsters, and hopefully we can convert that from the one-day game into the longer format. So it's definitely got its purpose, or serves its purpose.
I bet you've had an awful lot of people working behind the scenes as well. It's not just you pulling it all together. There's probably all sorts involved, is there?
Well, there's a guy called Mark Cashin who he wouldn't forgive me if I didn't mention him. He's actually dragged everything together. He's coordinated the whole thing. But, you know, things from the marquee, selling the corporate tables for the lunch, getting the ground ready, all these sort of things, and arranging rooms for the players. It's been a big club effort. So, you know, fingers crossed for Friday.
You mentioned some of the players there. Did you mention Dominic Cork? Is he?
I didn't mention Dominic Cork. Yes, yeah. He's a late standing, actually. Yeah. We did have somebody cried off. O.S. Shaw cried off. So Dominic Cork's come in.
Well, he's a big personality, isn't he, himself?
I believe so, yes. I think he divides opinion. That's one way of putting it. But it'll be great to have him at the club on Friday, and he's certainly a well-known name.
So are you expecting, have ticket sales gone well? Have you been selling tickets in advance?
Or? Yeah, they've gone very well. Hopefully we'll have about 500 or 600 spectators on top of the people who'll be there from the corporate from the corporate lunch. So we should have about 2,000 there in the afternoon. Mm. There's plenty of car parking space. We've co-opted the Birkenhead School playing field adjacent to the ground. So there's plenty of car parking. You know, please come along if you like cricket.
Is there a cut-off point that makes it successful for you then, David? If only 1,000 turned up or something, would it really render the event as a, not a flop. That's the wrong word to use.
But I think that the key to it is the corporate tables, and that's a sellout. So right. That more than covers our costs. Yeah. So that the ticket sales are the icing on the cake, basically. Mm. So, you know, and the more come, obviously, the more money we make. So if you can come, please do.
Mm. You're obviously a former cricketer yourself. You mentioned you played with Neil Fairbrother at Lancashire. So you've had a career.
I did, yes. I did about 7 years first class, starting at Cambridge University in the early 80s, which followed on into Lancashire for 4 years, from 84 to 87. I was actually in the Cambridge side, which beat Lancashire, full-strength side, in 1982, which led to conversations with Jack Bond, the then Lancashire manager, which ultimately led to me joining Lancashire in the 80s. So it was good fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Was that the old days of the Gillette Cup and 60-over games?
It was a 60-over. It wasn't the Gillette. It was the NatWest, I believe, it became. And there's the Benson and Hedges recall. We can't say that. We can't say that on radio now.
We've done it.
And now the format is quite streamlined nowadays. It's T20, it's 50 overs, and it's four-day cricket, which mirrors the international game. Yeah. So it's quite streamlined.
Has it all changed for the better as far as you're concerned in terms of bringing fans in? Because sometimes, I mean, I cover a fair bit of cricket for Sky Sports News.
Yeah.
And sometimes you go to county championship games and you wonder how clubs can make money with the few fans that are in there. But you go to a T20 and it's packed to the rafters.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I mean, county cricket has always been the same. You know, you're playing over 3-4 days and it's hard to have a packed ground for, you know, every single day when people work. So, you know, we get a few retired people who are members will come down and watch the games. But you need the other formats of the game, and also the test matches in the UK, which do support the county game. But the county game is vital to provide those cricketers for the longer stages or phases of the game.
I mean, there's a lot more money in the game at the top, I suppose, now than there was many years ago.
Well, definitely, yes, and I think it's changed for the good. It's not in the league of, obviously, you know, football and the Premier League, but certainly going back to the 80s, wasn't much money at all, and what little money there was in England, where all the best players from around the world tended to congregate in county cricket, so it was a good standard. Nowadays, with central contracts and
the IPL.
The IPL, but test cricket all the year round. It is difficult, some of these guys, to play, you know, for their counties. But, you know, things move on. Cricket has definitely developed. It's played at a faster pace, which is good. Shot making has developed considerably following the advent of the T20 game. And I think overall it's a pretty good product at the moment.
You mentioned their central contracts. I mean, it is something that I suppose if you are a member of, you know, the likes of Lancashire and you want to go and watch county championship cricket, you're not going to see the best, are you? Because they hardly ever get the chance to play county championship cricket for their club anymore.
That's right. I mean, sometimes I like to see it happening more. So, for example, if you remember the Botham Headingley test, I think it was in 1981.
Yeah.
Most of those England guys, after that dramatic victory on the last day, they were playing for their counties the next day. Now, that might be a bit extreme.
Under the influence, I would
most probably. But that's a little extreme. But it would be nice to see these guys playing more for the counties.
Yeah. And as far as your cricketing career went, you obviously played for Oxton for a while.
Yes, I mean, I've been a member of Oxton since I was 9 or 10. I went straight from school, so I've done the full circle. Before, when I was at university, I played for Cheshire, then obviously Cambridge, first class, then Lancashire, back to Cheshire, then ultimate retirement. Mm. So I've got back into the game on the administration front, which on the whole I'm enjoying. There are one or two headaches, as you can imagine, even with amateur sport, but on the whole, I've enjoyed it. We've got a good bunch of people at Oxton, and we're trying to take the club places.
How are the fortunes of the club currently?
Well, we're playing in the first division of the Cheshire County League, which is one down from the Premier League. We're lying second at the moment, so we've won 5 out of 9 games. We've got a decent side. We've got a guy who will be back with us soon called Jamie Crawley, who is son of a guy who was on the Lancashire Bucks and also played for Cheshire, Steve Crawley.
Right.
He is part of the Lancashire Academy squad. So, you know, he'll be with us back with us in 2 weeks. So he'll add to the side. So everything to play for in the second half of the season.
Our producer fancies himself as a bit of a cricketer, Neston Cricket Club. You fancy paying for his services, a bit of a big money move from Neston to Oxton?
We'll give him a try and see how he stacks up. But people tend not to move between Oxton and Neston. It's a bit of a local rivalry.
Bit of a rivalry.
But anybody's welcome.
Well, it sounds like a very good day. Fingers crossed for the weather, David, first of all, because that's crucial, isn't it? Because you'll get more people through the gate on the day, won't you, if the weather stays fine?
Well, that's it. It just makes the overall day better. Then people stay longer afterwards. We've got a band on afterwards, so people will stay and have a couple of drinks, and it all adds to the occasion and obviously to the receipt. So, that's the final piece in the jigsaw, the weather.
Steve Hothersall's kick-off. This is Radio City Talk.